morning. Welcome.
Thanks.
We're in Monaco.
Yes.
I love this. What a beautiful day here. Yes. And you're IMM.
I am.
And I think that's a cool refit business. You guys are really expanding. And we talk a lot about refit on Yachting USA. And the importance of it is our industry expands. And I tell people all the time, Yachting USA has that American connotation. But 50% of our conversations happen on this side of the pond.
Right.
And we're very international in our views and how we look at our industry. So talk to us. Tell us a little bit about IMM and what makes you stand out in the world of refit.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me.
Hey, pleasure.
Nice
it's a privilege.
To be here in Monaco.
Yeah, it's great.
So IMM is a company that I think one of the things that makes us stand out, I'll tell you a little bit about us, is that we are actually marrying a little bit European standards with being on the Atlantic side of the U.S. side of the Atlantic.
Sure.
And so we're looking to bring kind of what people expect to get done here in La Ciota or Barcelona over to that side of the world, which we believe will really serve owners in terms of flexibility. So my business partner, Fabrice, who's the founder of the company, he was basically did the first refit at Composite Works in La Ciota when they were transitioning from boat building to refit. So he has been doing this for a very long time, 30 plus years now, I believe around 30 years, and has responsible for major refits on vessels like Octopus and Tatouche over the years.
Yep.
We expanded into the Caribbean because there was an opportunity and we thought might be crazy and hard, but the industry deserves it. The industry deserves options and flexibility. And so we've basically been focusing on growth in the Caribbean and refit in the Caribbean since around 2010.
Yeah.
Starting out in Guadeloupe, we have a facility there, expanding into St. Martin more as a maintenance partner.
Right.
And now into Puerto Rico. So actually coming back to the United States in Puerto Rico, where there's a very exciting facility being developed.
I'm very well aware of that facility being developed. I think that's a brilliant thing. You have floating dry dock, you've got graving docks going in there. And I've watched for the last number of years as the refit industry has expanded, but I hate to say it, the last two summers, I've watched yachts cross the pond on their own bottom to go to Europe to get work done that could have and should have been done, I think, in the States.
Yes.
So there you are essentially in the gateway to the Caribbean.
Yep.
It's U.S. territory with U.S. law, and you have some beautiful infrastructure going in down there.
Yes, absolutely. We do.
That's important. That's important.
Yeah.
So there's options coming to the U.S. market for when you want to do full refit and have a facility that gives you all of those benefits.
Absolutely. So the graving dock there is 200 meters.
Wow.
So we will be capable of handling the largest.
All the boats you see back behind us can be accommodated there. Exactly. That's unique and special.
Exactly. And so we're still in the development phase. We are operational with the floating dock, but the graving dock is still in the process of being refurbished. We have just come out with an RFP for that project to construct a shed. Oh, the graving dock. So
it's
covered graving dock, class 5 rated. So hurricane class.
Yeah, you're right. Because you have that problem down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we know in South Florida.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It's interesting, too, because I was recently in the Netherlands and was invited to the Van Mutt facility.
Okay.
Beautiful graving dock there. And it's fully covered mezzanines, climate controlled.
Yeah.
And it was an amazing investment you saw them put into that facility. And that's where you see Northern Europe doing is investing in the refit business. And that's what I think we've missed in the States, these investments.
Yeah.
So to see what you guys are doing down there, bravo. You know, that's what's been missing. That's what's necessary.
Yeah.
And hopefully we all kind of take a page out of that book and start rethinking about how we do refits in North America.
Absolutely. And that is our goal, right? Our goal is to kind of be competitive on a worldwide stage. So to compete with the European market, providing the same quality of service, technical capabilities that you find over here in Europe.
Love it. Love it. Well, I think with you and Fabrizio at the helm, that's going to happen.
I hope so.
All right. Well, Noreen, thanks for joining us today. And have a wonderful experience here in Monaco.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Be well.
Thanks.
All right. So next time.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.